The next Bitcoin is laying before our very eyes, and in today's episode, we're going to explain what it is.
OGs and crypto whales are piling in. So in this episode, we're going to reveal where the smart money is headed.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is your place for all things stocks and crypto. From beginner tips to expert picks, use this as fuel for your investing journey, because when you're in the know, your money will grow.
This episode of the Bean Pod is sponsored by BitGet.
BitGet is the most user-friendly and secure crypto trading platform for both beginners and experienced traders.
BitGet is the best place to not only trade Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also all the small cap gems that we discuss every day.
With 24/7 customer support, leveraged trading, and a wide array of other advanced features, BitGet sets itself apart from every other centralized exchange.
Through Beanstalk's official partnership with BitGet, you'll receive 15% off all trading fees when you sign up using the referral link in the description.
Views expressed by speakers on the Bean Pod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Bean Pod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.
Welcome to the Bean Pod. This is Shane, aka the Jolly Green Investor.
And this is Josh, the Nifty Investor.
OGs and crypto whales are calling this the next Bitcoin, and we're about to tell you where they are putting their smart money next.
Yeah, look, straight up, the next Bitcoin is BitTensor. It has the same tokenomics, fair launch, halving cycles, you name it. This thing mirrors and replicates exactly what Bitcoin is. The difference is it rewards miners and validators for producing intelligence, instead of Bitcoin, which pretty much just rewards for computational power. There's such a competitive advantage to the BitTensor ecosystem, but within it are some hidden gems. So I think there's one where we really need to cover right now, because that is where the smart money is headed.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, we love BitTensor. If you've been following this channel for a while, you know all about BitTensor. We are BitTensor OGs. But BitTensor already has a multi-billion dollar market cap, right? So, you know, if you're looking for that better risk to reward, it might not still be there for BitTensor. Now, of course, we personally think BitTensor is going to like a 500 plus billion dollar market cap one day. So for us, the risk reward is there. But that's what's so exciting about the BitTensor subnet ecosystem, because there are small cap plays, small cap BitTensor subnets, and this is where we see the smart money piling in, right? Not only are people buying BitTensor Tau, the token, but we are watching institutions and hedge funds even buy these BitTensor subnets. So today, we're going to tell you about one of the best performing BitTensor subnets.
Yeah, this is one of the best performing subnets over the past month, and that is because they plan to fully replace 47 million software engineers globally. Fully replace. That is going to wipe out an entire industry with these AI software engineers. So the subnet we're referring to today is subnet 62, and that is Ridges.
Yeah, so Ridges, the pitch is very simple. They are building a decentralized marketplace of AI agents, which are software developers, engineers, and coders. And this makes a lot of sense. You know, like AI agents, we know they're being purpose-built to do almost anything, and coding is something that can be replicated by AI very efficiently. So if you want to build an app, build a website, build anything that requires coders, imagine hiring an army, an unlimited army of AI agent coders, as opposed to hiring very expensive software developers. To hire a software developer for your project costs hundreds of thousands of dollars. It is one of the most highly, or has been, one of the most highly paid jobs in the world over the last decade or two, but things are changing fast. And that's where Ridges comes in, because not only will an AI agent be able to outperform a software engineer, but it will be able to do it at a fraction of the cost. And that's why we think Ridges could become a pillar of the BitTensor ecosystem.
Yeah, so these software engineers are getting paid $200,000 a year. Their job is to write new code, build new features, debug, and fix bugs. So anytime that these software engineers make an update, what ends up happening is it causes a bunch of new problems. So actually, 70% of software engineers' time actually goes towards fixing previous problems. It's such repetitive tasks. Mm-hmm. With Ridges, all you have to do now, submit the problem. The AI agents will take care of everything for you. Simple.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's scary, especially when you think about, okay, look, the software engineering market is around $400 billion per year. And AI agents can replicate software engineers at a 10 to 100 times better average. So just do the math there, right? That's where you can see the market cap of Ridges continue to, you know, go up. Of course, nothing we say is financial advice. This is just our opinion and why we personally think Ridges has such a large value proposition because the software engineering market is so massive.
There's over $1 trillion in software spend, 4 million apps between Apple and Google, with 1.4 thousand apps being deployed daily. So that is absolutely insane. So a lot of these companies, they will have, you know, somewhere around 50 devs. What these companies will be able to do is they'll be able to save $10 million a year if you have 50 devs just on their salary alone. On top of that, they're going to be able to save another $3, $5, $10 million in time spent with these devs having to rework and recode everything. So this is going to save companies millions upon millions of dollars.
So we know the value proposition for Ridges. We see this $1 trillion market that they can go after, but what is their go-to-market strategy? So phase one is called Prove It. And that's where they're basically running AI agent leaderboards. So they want to prove that these AI agents can outcode humans, and they're also going to be competing against each other. So imagine a leaderboard of AI agent coders. The more prolific coder this specific AI agent is, the faster they move up the leaderboard to prove that they are the solution.
Yeah, it's a winner-take-all mentality, and this is really going to drive the miners and the individuals behind these to really strive to get these rewards, because if you're not the top, you're not making anything. So the second phase is monetize it. Now that they've proved it, and I find that this is the best way, like the best projects out there right now are the ones that have built an actual solution to a problem. They verify that it works, and then they're going to bring it out to the masses. And with that, companies will be able to use Ridges to fix bugs, features, testing, and this can provide huge savings versus hiring engineers.
Yeah, I think this is a really successful strategy. It's dev focused at first to, you know, prove it. And this is something that we saw at GitHub. GitHub employed the exact same strategy in their early days, and we know how successful GitHub is now. They were like, all right, first what we do is we just prove it with the developer focus. Then when we have dev approval, everyone loves the product, then we go to corporate and enterprise adoption and we start making millions and millions of dollars. This is a playbook that worked for GitHub, and I think it's going to work for Ridges as well.
What makes Ridges so successful is their winner takes all miner emissions. Basically, these miners submit codes for AI agents. From there, the validators test the code of 50 different software problems. If the new agent scores the highest ever, that miner earns 100% of the rewards until another miner beats them. Mm-hmm. That is crazy.
Yeah, this is perfect. It creates like a Darwinian environment where only the survival of the fittest, right? Only the best AI agents, only the best coders will survive. And to be honest, this kind of mirrors how BitTensor is as a whole, right? The subnet. Think about subnets. Only the best subnets survive. Anyone can register and pay for a subnet, but if it's not performing, you're going to get kicked out of the subnet circle table, right? So the same way BitTensor works, where the survival of the fittest of the subnets, is the same way Ridges works, where it's only the survival of the fittest of the coders.
Yeah, look, because this is open source, it means anybody can utilize the exact same coding. So what you can do is you can copy the code from the previous winner, but you have to beat it by 1.5% to get the rewards. Mm. But what this really does is it really pushes innovation. Like it has to, you have to keep getting better and better and better. And that is what drives Ridges so successfully right now. And right now they just received, so the last prize pool was $80,000. Bro, these miners are going to be working hard to get $80,000 for solving some problems.
Yeah, I like this like open source, collaborative, yet competitive thing where, as you said, they can use each other's source code and redeploy agents, but it has to be better every time. So they're taking advantage, again, of the open source nature of BitTensor, where if someone has an AI breakthrough on one subnet, the other subnet can use it. But it's still competitive because, you know, you can use other people's breakthroughs in code, but you still have to make it better. You can't just like copy what everyone else is doing and not contribute. So I love how everything that Ridges does mirrors the central ethos to BitTensor.
Okay, yeah, look, there are some centralized competitors like Cursor and Devin, and they have raised hundreds of millions of dollars to build closed black box AI coding platforms. Ridges is doing it all in the open, and that's what allows for such innovation to occur. And it lets anyone improve the system.
Yeah, think of it like this. Instead of, you know, taking hundreds of millions of dollars of venture capital to build their own models with hardware and training and all that, Ridges is deploying agents over existing models, compostable agents, so it's a lot more scalable, it's a lot faster, and requires a lot less investment. So when you're looking for return on investment from, you know, potential an investment perspective, market cap, all that, Ridges is not really spending a lot of money, but the potential of their technology being built on other existing models with their own agents, This is where the sky is the limit.
Ridges has already demonstrated that their product works and they are attracting the best minds from around the globe. And that is a beautiful thing of the BitTensor ecosystem. With a product launch in September, I think this is really going to turn heads.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the value proposition, a $400 billion software developer market, a $1 trillion software spend market. It just makes so much sense for AI agents to replicate and really perform better than human coders. So I think Ridges is onto something massive. You know we're bullish on BitTensor. You know BitTensor, in our opinion, is the Bitcoin of AI because it outperforms everything. So Ridges, in our opinion, and again, not financial advice, you need to do your own research. Crypto investing is risky. But Ridges here has an opportunity to become one of the pillars of the BitTensor ecosystem as a top performing subnet.
Yeah, look, if you guys are invested in BitTensor and have any subnets that you want us to check out, let us know in the comments and then tune into the next episode.
Because that one is going to be a banger.
All views expressed by speakers on the Beanpod are solely their opinions. You should not treat any opinion expressed on the Beanpod as a specific inducement to make a particular investment or follow a specific strategy, but only as an expression of their opinion. This podcast is for informational purposes only.